And I just want to look as a text at verse 28 in the chapter 5 of Mark. Mark chapter 5 and verse 28. The confession, if you like, the profession, the testimony of this lady. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. She just knew that it was his clothes, not just anybody's, his clothes. If she just touched his clothes, she would be whole. She had the faith to believe that she would be made better. And so this account there is of a certain woman. Really, you could say she was just any ordinary woman, any ordinary person. But in God's purposes, she becomes a certain person, someone specific, someone with an identity now, because it is in God's purposes that she should interact with Jesus and be blessed. She had a problem, like, I guess, in some way or other, all of us have got one problem or another, not necessarily the problem that this lady had, but the point is that this lady interacted with Jesus and received a blessing. That's really what happened in this account here. And so for us today, this is really important, because this was a certain woman, or we might say any old person, any young person, any specific person. It could be anyone. This is just a message for all people, in all places, in all countries, in all nationalities. There is a message in the Word of God. The precious Bible has a message that Jesus is able to do things for ordinary people that interact with him, so that they can receive a blessing. And this lady was ill. She'd been ill for 12 years. And the particular illness she had meant that under Jewish law, she would have been unclean. If she touched anybody, that person would also be unclean. She was a bit like a leper. She was a bit like an outcast. She was someone that people would have avoided. Because if they touched her, even by accident, then they would have to go through all sorts of processes and washings and cleaning their clothes before they could be unclean again. Before they could be clean again. And so I guess if people touched her, even by accident, they would be cross or angry because of all the inconvenience that that would have meant to them. And you might say, well, what's that got to do with us? Well, the thing is, you and I, whether we know it or not, the Bible very clearly tells us that we too have an illness. And the illness really is the condition, the illness of being a human life. Because that is the main problem. We are possessed of a human life. And it's an illness in itself, because it doesn't matter what diseases, like you could have heart diseases, we could cure that. We may have cancers, people could sometimes cure that. We might have dementia, sometimes people are looking for a cure there even. But ultimately, it doesn't matter what disease they cure, we've got the human illness. And the human illness means that we always end up dying. All of us end up dying. And that is because we are seen by God, like this lady was unclean, we're seen by God as contaminated, as dirty, as unclean. And it's because we're sinful. It's because we're sinful that sin makes us unclean. And if you think about it, that uncleanness contaminates other people as well. There are people, you see, that talk about their bad things that they do, whether it's drug taking or adultery or hating or gambling, and it encourages, well, those people are getting away with it. Those people seem to be enjoying what they're doing. I think I'm going to have a go at that too, because sin contaminates. It's like a ripple effect. The more people boast about their sins and the things that they do, the more people think, well, perhaps I could have a go with that. In our thoughts even, the more we think about doing things that are wrong, we kind of get immune to it and think, well, it must be okay. And then we move on to the next terrible thing. Sin contaminates others. It encourages other people. It contaminates other people. And you see, people are always trying to outdo one another in doing things that are sinful quite often. You look on the internet and a lot of social media, it's about people wanting the wow factor. Oh, you dare to do that, do you? Whatever it might be, people are always trying to push the boundaries. And then that encourages someone else to go even further and push the boundaries even further. Doing things as if to say, I dare to do this or that, in defiance against God and what he wants us to do. Well, this lady was ill. She had an illness. And it says that she'd gone to the physicians. She'd gone to the doctors. Well, we all know that if you're poorly, you go and find help, don't you? Or trying to get help. A lot of times nowadays they go and people would look on the Google it or whatever, find out what they need to do to try and make themselves better perhaps, and they might take advice on eating this or not eating that or doing this exercise or that exercise or whatever it might be. People do everything because they're ill. They need something to do to get better. And if that doesn't work, then you might try and get an appointment with the doctor or go to the hospital. Go and get some physiotherapy or some other kind of therapy. You might go and have a course of treatment or something that you might suffer a lot having a course of treatment. You know, some of the therapies that people have are quite debilitating. This lady suffered a lot of many things, of many physicians. But it may be even that we need an operation. And this lady was just the same as that, you see. She did everything she could to try and make herself better. She spent all that she had. She was had nothing left. And the problem was, she was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. You see, this is a description of life. I was talking to someone the other day, and this person was an elderly person. He was an unbeliever, and he said that the account was, I'm just in a downward spiral, losing more and more until finally I'll have nothing. Now, this person was an unbeliever, but he seemed to say that he was on a downward spiral until he ended up with nothing. Well, of course, the Bible tells us that it's not just a downward spiral until we die, but actually for those that die outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's an eternal destruction. It's an eternal misery. It's eternal hell. And you see, when we get to a certain point in life and all we can see is it's a downward spiral into nothing or into disaster, all you're looking at is the good is all behind. You've got memories of perhaps happiness is of the top past, but the future is misery. The future is sorrow. The future only gets worse. And that's exactly what this lady was feeling. She wasn't anything better for all the help that she'd had. She wasn't any better, but rather grew worse. And then we read some beautiful words. When she heard of Jesus, she heard of Jesus. Now that's where this beautiful book of the Bible comes in. That you and I can read about Jesus Christ, who lived 2,000 years ago nearly, and did all these things nearly 2,000 years ago. And yet we read about Jesus that he saves. You might say, well, what did Jesus save from? Well, he saves from the illness of human life. And that is the truth about it today. That in the year 2026, the Lord Jesus Christ is still able to save from the illness of human life, of being a human. And she said, she'd heard about Jesus, and she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. And this is what's so important. It was there was hundreds of people in the crowd, probably. It says that the crowd thronged Jesus. Verse 24, Jesus went with the man and much people followed him and thronged him. And then later on, the disciples were amazed that Jesus should say anything about someone touching him, because they said, you see the multitude thronging you. There was hundreds of people all around. This woman had hundreds of people that were all there. But there was only one person that she was interested in. There was only one person that could help. There was only one person that could heal. And this is the truth today. If we're absolutely honest, there is only one, the Lord Jesus Christ, that is able to help you and I from the problem that we really have, the problem of being a human with the illness of human nature that results in death and destruction. And yet she believed that if she touched his clothes, his clothing, that's what's so important, you see, it's his. It didn't matter about all the other people. It was only Jesus that mattered. And if she touched his clothing, she believed that she would be made whole. You see, the Lord Jesus, our Saviour, is so different from all the other people that were there in this great big crowd. All the other people that she touched, this lady, would have been contaminated by her. But when she touched the Lord Jesus, instead of him being contaminated by her, she is cleansed by him. You see, the Lord Jesus, if we come to him, we are cleansed. All the other people would have been contaminated by this lady. And it's the same as if we tell other people about our sins. You know, if we tell other people boastfully about what we've done, sinful, or all the things that we do, it actually contaminates them with our sins and encourages them to sin. But you see, the Lord Jesus is different. This lady came to Jesus, and if you and I come to tell the Lord Jesus about our sin, and if we come to tell the Lord Jesus how we have the human illness where things all go wrong and life for me is a steady spiral into disaster, if we come to fall before the Lord Jesus like that, telling him that this is me, this is the things that I've done, this is the thing that I deserve, Jesus is not contaminated by that. But Jesus cleanses us. And I don't know what your issues are today, but the thing is, as part of the human race, there are issues that you can't solve. You can't solve maybe your health problems. You can't perhaps solve your family problems. You can't solve your future problems. There are impossibilities with you. But if This is this word, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. If only I could tell Jesus. If only I could interact with him, I would be made whole. These issues would be dealt with. And that's what this woman believed. If I may but touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. And as she touched, it says straightway, immediately, the fountain, the source of her blood, was dried up. The source of her problem was dried up. The source of her uncleanness was dried up. And she knew in her body that she was healed of that plague. There was a feeling inside that she had had a change come about her. You see, the Lord Jesus, when we come to him, is able to save us from the source of our uncleanness. And the source of that uncleanness is sin. And the Lord Jesus is able to put something in us that cleanses us from that source of sin. You know, in the Bible it tells us about somebody who feared the Lord. And it says that that person did not do various things that other sinners did because of the fear of the Lord. He didn't do the things, it was Nehemiah actually, he didn't do the things that other governors did because he had the fear of the Lord in him. The Lord was now his master, and the Lord was advising him what to do and what not to do. And you see, if we have the fear of the Lord in our hearts, we won't be telling all sorts of people about our sins for fear of contaminating them and encouraging them in sin. We won't do that because of the fear of the Lord. But we will respect our Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he tells us what to do in his word. The Bible is full of how to live our lives. And the Lord Jesus, if we come to him and ask for his help, touching him, interacting with him, then he is able to show us what not to do and what to do. So that we aim not to do the things that he doesn't want us to do, although we're not perfect, and we aim to do the things that he wants us to do, to follow him. And when you read and hear of peoples that are converted, they will have a testimony. And the people that are converted, I can think of several testimonies that I've heard before people have been baptized or read about. You get them through nowadays, don't you, on an email or something. And you read about these things. And there's so many occasions where someone tells of a time that they fell before the Lord Jesus in their heart. They came and fell down in their heart before the Lord Jesus, and they confessed their sins. They confessed what they'd done. They confessed the consequences of what they'd done. And they asked the Lord Jesus for forgiveness. And in their testimonies, you will hear that it feels as if a great weight is lifted off of their hearts. A weight is lifted off of their mind. It's as if their burden has been lost, the burden on their back, the weight on their back has been lost, and they feel a peace in their spirit. They feel that something has changed. Well, when this lady interacted with the Lord Jesus, she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And when we come and hear people's testimonies, they tell of how they felt at peace. They felt that the Lord Jesus was their loving Saviour. They felt that he was their friend. And I pray that each one of us may come to know the Lord Jesus like that and fall at his feet and receive that blessing. Because it says here that they were healed. And then in verse 30 we read, "And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue has gone out of him, turned about in the press, in the crowd, and said, 'Who touched my clothes?'" You see, the Lord Jesus knows if someone touches him, if someone interacts with him, if someone speaks to him, if someone cries to him, if someone needs him. He knows. The Lord Jesus has come to seek and to save the lost, the unclean, the sinners. The Lord Jesus has come to find his lost sheep. The Lord Jesus comes to love, to greet returning prodigals. And the Lord Jesus is aware of a returner here. The Lord Jesus is aware that someone is coming back to him. The Lord Jesus is aware that someone with a problem that's too big for them is coming to Jesus with it in the belief that Jesus is able to help her. Here is a returner coming to Jesus. And look what we see about what happens in Jesus. His love is stirred up when she touches him. When the Lord Jesus says, "Who touched my clothes?" that isn't in an accusatory way. It's not saying, "Who touched me?" or "How dare you rub up against me?" It's not said in a word like that. It's, "Somebody's just touched me. Somebody needs me." And there's a welling up of love and compassion and sympathy and loving kindness for this person. He wants to know who this person is. "Some man, some woman, some boy, some girl has touched me, has interacted with me, needs me. Who are they? I want to meet them." And so, although the disciples thought it was ridiculous, "Who touched me?" Jesus looked around to see her that had done this thing. He wanted to know who they were. Now, the woman fearing, verse 33, the woman fearing and trembling. Now, you see, this is important for us to realize, because God outside of Jesus Christ is a terrifying God. This is the God that is able to take me and my life, cast it into hell, cause me to die in a moment. And if he calls, if God outside of Jesus Christ calls, it's a terrifying thing when he calls us and puts illness on us, or puts trouble into our pathway, or threatens us with death. It's a terrifying thing because it's a threat that the righteous wrath of God is going to be poured on us because of our sins, upon me because of my sins. It's a terrible thing to face up to God outside of Jesus Christ. But this dear lady, you see, she believed Jesus had done other beautiful things for people that came to him. He'd done great things for other people that had come to him. And the Lord, this lady had a belief that, "Who can tell whether he could do great things for me? If I can touch him, if I can interact with him, if I can reach him, he will be able to do great things." And she told everything. She fell down and told everything to Jesus. All the troubles that she'd had because of her sins, all of the illness of the human life. You and I can come before Jesus telling all the illness of human life, that it's a terminal illness, we're never going to get over it. The moment we are born, we are afflicted with a human life disease that one day we will die sometime or other. But this woman, she comes and tells all all of our problems, and you can tell of all the terror that you deserve for the sins that you've committed. You can tell of the spiral of to disaster that we deserve. And she told more. She came and told him all the truth. She told how she could believe that if she could only just touch his clothing, she'd be whole. That she believed only Jesus could help. Out of all the crowd of hundreds of people, she believed only Jesus could help. And so she came to him. And having come to him, how she felt so much better for coming to Jesus. The woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before Jesus and told him all the truth. And here we see the beautiful response of the Lord Jesus, daughter. He said unto her, daughter, you are a daughter. You are a child of God the Father. You are a child of the family of God. You've always been a daughter, but now, through faith, you can see that Jesus has made you whole. The Lord Jesus, you've believed in him, that he is the one that is able to save you. And you see, it's not just about her believing that Jesus could save her. But she did more than that. She didn't just say, well, I think Jesus somewhere out there can save me. But she came to Jesus. She came. You see, that's what's so important. It's not just knowing in theory that Jesus can save us, but it's coming to Jesus for salvation. You see, what a beautiful thing it is that the Bible tells us what the Lord Jesus Christ is able to do for us. That there are many things that we can't do for ourselves. But Jesus shows us, the Word of God shows us, that Jesus is able to do these things for us. And that's what's so important. We're all here this morning, but there is something we all need to know. We all need to know some way or other. We all need to believe some way or other that we are, like this woman, helpless. That we have problems that we're helpless to sort. That our loved ones, our best friends, the doctors, the nurses, or anyone else, they're all helpless to help us. The whole world can't solve our problems. We all need to know in some way or other that that's the situation we're in, just like this lady. But to hear about Jesus, to hear that in Jesus is one that is able to help. He helped this lady all those years ago. And the message for each one of us is, are you going to come to Jesus too? Am I going to come to the Lord Jesus too? That it might be in your heart, Jesus, I come to thee. You see, this lady came to Jesus. If I might touch but his clothes, not their clothes or a whole load of other people's clothes, but just Jesus's clothes. And today, in the year 2026, Jesus is the same in heaven above. This same Jesus is in heaven. This same Jesus is one day going to come back to earth at the end of time. But for the time being, this same Jesus is in heaven today. And you and I need to come to the same Jesus. The same name. And just like this lady was fearful because and trembling, because coming to God outside of Jesus Christ is a fearful thing, but coming to the Lord Jesus Christ as God, then we will be received lovingly, with loving kindness. Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. You see, there is this response. Daughter, you're a loving, loved child. Thy faith has made thee whole. You're better because you believe Jesus. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. There's a future of peace. The future for a person with the affliction or the illness of the human life is a future, like I said earlier, of a downward spiral to disaster. Even the atheist would say it's a downward spiral to nothing. They'd say it wrongly, but they'd say that. But it's a downward spiral to nothing. There's no future. All the good is in the rearview mirror, if you like. Ahead is only nothing or disaster. But here, the future for this lady was, go in peace and be whole of thy plague. The illness of human life is cured. For her, there was a better future. For her, there was a better eternity. See, that's the wonderful message of the gospel here. Go in peace. Your future from now and forever is peace. That means peace from God. All the things that about God that terrify us, the troubles, the shocks, the death, the hell, all those things that could easily trouble us and do trouble us, all done away with, all cured, because the wrath of God to you is gone. The trouble of God to you is gone. Yes, we still have problems. We still have a life to live that will be full of ups and downs. That doesn't stop. And death itself doesn't stop. But there's something completely different about it all. Because all the troubles that we have in our lives are reminders of the human condition that we've been delivered from, that we've been cured from, that Jesus has overcome on our behalf. And yes, we get problems, sometimes very big problems. But what a beautiful thing to say Jesus can cure. Jesus can overcome. Jesus can deliver me. I am reminded that Jesus on the cross endured all the wrath of God for his people. It's all gone. It's all finished. It's all used up on Jesus. And there is only peace left for his people. And so when we go through the ups and downs of life, and when we are threatened with a problem, we say, I remember Jesus. Jesus has endured the wrath of God to me. This may be a bump in the road, but it's not full of wrath. It's not full of God's anger. It's for teaching. It's to remind me it's all overcome. The bump, the mountain, the crooked way will be made straight. The death that lays before me, the death that I will one day die, is to be a reminder that the Lord Jesus has overcome death. And he has overcome death through the resurrection. And we are to die believing in the power of the resurrection to deliver us from death to glory, to bring us through, having taken away the sting of death, the terror of death, the sorrow of death, to bring us to glory. You see, the bumps along the road of our life from now on in We are cured. This woman was cured from the issue of her blood. We are cured by the Lord Jesus Christ from the illness of the human condition to the blessings of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has overcome all these things. Well, my prayer this morning is that you and I, each one of us, might be like this lady, that each of us are just an ordinary person, I guess, but may you be a certain person that reaches out in faith to Jesus, a certain person that touches Jesus and interacts with him, a certain person that receives forgiveness and blessing from him, and a certain person that is cured of the disaster of the human condition, to know that you are on the way to glory. And that the Lord Jesus, as you go through every difficulty through your life, you can commit it to him. You can touch, you can reach out to him. Here is another situation that's beyond me, Lord Jesus. But we take our everyday issues in prayer to him, that he would overcome us, that he would overcome them for us. We fall at his feet. We come before him in our hearts with all of our everyday issues. And that you and I this morning may hear that voice, daughter or son, thy faith has made you whole. Go in peace. The future for you is peace. And the future for you is a cure of the disease of the human condition. You have a Father that lovingly cares for you always, that makes you whole, that makes you complete, that will never leave you and never forsake you. And just to finish, Jairus, he brought not himself, but his daughter to Jesus. And that's exactly what you and I are able to do as well. We are able to bring our loved ones to Jesus. And that's why we pray in our prayer. Each one of you has a soul. Each one of you is one of these perhaps certain people that we can bring to the Lord Jesus. And just like Jairus brought his dead daughter to Jesus, so we can bring the biggest problems that we have regarding our families, our loved ones, the village out here, the big wide world out there, the wars, all sorts of things. We can bring them to Jesus. We can bring them before him. It says here, be not afraid, was the words of Jesus to Jairus. Be not afraid, only believe. Jesus is able to do exceeding abundantly above what we can ask or think. Well, may this be your profession today, your activity today. If I may but touch his clothes, the only thing I need to do is interact with him, with Jesus, and I shall in the future, henceforth and forevermore, be whole. Well, may God add his blessing to those thoughts.